It was Christmas Eve, babe, down at the Emirates. An old man shouted out, "Won't see another go." And then he shouted out, "This is fucking shit. Have you seen the league table? Tottenham atop of it." I shouldn't. We should feed the gooners. Let them know where the goal is. I shouldn't do it to them, should I? Bet. Spare a thought for them. Have a whip round. We have got gooners in mourning, haven't we? Gooners in mourning. I've been told, old Simon Dennis, stay classy. Instantly yesterday when Spurs drew with Palace. Oh, we can listen to the pod now. No more top of the league. They were laughing, joking. Liverpool couldn't beat Fulham by all accounts. Very lucky. I understand Fulham should have had a penalty. Liverpool's probably wasn't a penalty. I didn't watch the game myself. I tend to avoid them. And then the old gooners, eh? What? I mean, Zaka has been a liability for fucking years, and he is an absolute liability. Aubameyang gone. 350 large a week, mate. Have that gone. But you got to feel sorry for him, haven't you? You got to have your fuck. Have you fuck? And they tormented me for years. I used to go in the pub. Oh, here he is, the boy from Tottenham. Quaint little club, quaint little ground. Never win nothing. I am going to lord it up. We are living it up. We're at the top of the league and looking down on the nation. All the gooners all of a sudden supporting us. Liverpool on Wednesday night. Big game. That's a top of the table clash, guys. Not a relegation six-pointer, by the way. Gone, aren't they? Gone. Get rid of it. They've got to get rid of him. I don't care what anybody says. This give him time. They've got to do something. They are absolute shambles. Absolute shower. Sheffield United, Wilder have been fantastic. You've got to change that. I'm not a fan of people losing their jobs, but you've got to change something. It's the old keep doing the same thing and expect different results is mental. I hope the gooners do keep up. They're keeping for a good few years. Right, what have we got? What have we got? It's a beauty, isn't it beautiful? Still top of the league, eh? And to be fair, we didn't deserve to win the game yesterday. Absolutely. Tottenham certainly won't be winning the league playing like that. You can't beat teams if you don't have the ball. And that period after half-time where this sitting back and trying to hold on to leads and things, Palace were very, very deserving of their equaliser. I didn't enjoy it watching it at all. Lucky Kane with the goal to keep us out of there. He's made some good saves come the end, but Palace were well worth their draw. Right, got nothing today. It's a little bit of football. We have got a busy week. I will publish. I'm just trying to work out how I'm going to do all the football over Christmas at the minute. What I did say, I might do a process Christmas Day, but the more I think about that, I think it's madness. What I think I'll do is collect the odds at 8 o'clock on Christmas Day and then do it very early Boxing Day morning. But I will have a look at all the setup of fixtures. Obviously, we're dependent on Betfair getting everything up as well. But there's a load on, so we've got a full midweek programme this week. There's a Bundesliga games, Turkey, Premier League. So I will do that tomorrow morning. And then I will have a look at the football programme. Obviously, we'll do this week and Friday into next week. But we're still waiting for a Turkish game to go up for this week on Betfair. So if anybody's wants to, I know a couple of you have contacted them, if you want to give them a shout. I think there's a game in Turkey tomorrow night that is not yet on the Ankara Gucu versus Hatayspor is not yet on the exchange, if people want to keep on at them. I mean, you don't know whether it's Mindset Monday for punting, do you? Or Mindset Monday for the gooners, do you? Don't know what to do. Big Sam will come in and save it all, won't he? That's who you need. Get Big Sam in there. He'll save it all. Right, this will be the last Mindset Monday now until after Christmas. I've got a load on. I've done no Christmas shopping stuff myself yet. Sam's done bits and pieces for the kids and stuff, but I've got to get all the food organised and stuff and gifts for people. So I'm going to be winding down work-wise over the next 7-8 days, obviously just doing the football and the horses, but we obviously got the party Friday. I will be covering some Christmas recipes from tomorrow onwards. Mindset Monday, you will have to do without for a couple of weeks. We might do some Gooner counselling over the Christmas period if it continues you badly. But last week I talked about staking, and I sort of do this and respond to what people ask me and say to me and where I read in the chat rooms and this, that and the other. And I'm continually sort of surprised at how people set themselves up and what go. And you remember I had a go at the guy last week, a couple of weeks ago, said about setting himself up like 9 systems, 100-point bank. Last week I talked about staking, and you've got to be in a position where you can increase your stakes to make money at this. I had a really good weekend. This weekend I've done really well, and staking at some quite big levels in some of that. And it's something that you need to build up to, and it is a mental process. The whole thing is a mental process. And what I'm getting emails about now, and again, you know, somebody said to me in the week that I don't like being tagged in on the results. I've got no problem being tagged in on the results. I've got no problem with it because I know over the test of time things stand up. It's the fact that when you do that, you invite other people in who obviously then want to comment on it for their own gain and to have a go at other people, belittle me, whatever, and it creates this whole atmosphere of doubt for people. If we look at what we do, certainly how I do things, I go through a process in the summer. Admittedly, this year we had a foreshortened summer. I get myself set up for the season. I then operate that, and I will change nothing until I'll have a look at Christmas time and see what's what. And that gives you obviously pretty much half the season of football to see what's happening. Bear in mind that start of every season, you know, you can always make allowances and say, oh, you know, they're not quite got into form. Could say City started slowly, for example. And individual results, I pay very, very little attention to. I genuinely don't really even know what's going on half the time in the fixed odds world of my results. And that's why I like it. But that's a mental technique. It's a mental process. So I sort of looked this week at what's the biggest thing I've got. And I think the biggest thing I've got in it is this question of doubt. And that's why I sort of say about when you invite people in to put doubt in your mind through forums, through social media, whatever it may be, it affects your process because a lot of you are starting out down this road. And if you can't be self-disciplined and a mental technique to sort of stay focused on what you're doing or what you need to do to accomplish your goals, not to keep other people happy or whatever, to accomplish your goals, then there'll be times that you don't function effectively, you call yourself into doubt, and you probably, this is what leads to people giving up and chopping, changing, doing things. So it's a big shift change for a lot of you. I realise that it is a big shift change, but you know, the most common email I've had over the last month probably is, I did all this, you know, pre-season, I got this, that, blah, 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 set that up. It's lost 10 points. Have I done something wrong? Should I change it? And I see it in the chat room, I see it in emails, I see it on Twitter. So what you need to do is understand that this game and I make no... It's my belief that this game is 99% mental. I think golf is 99% mental. I think this is 99% mental. I really do. I think that, you know, JG, a guy who sort of taught me when I was younger, said you can give the same people the same information, one can win a load of money and one can still lose. And I firmly believe in that because people say, oh, you've got average. Yes, you have. But an edge is not enough for certain individuals. You've got to be able to function mentally to do this. And it isn't, you know, it's not us against Betfair. In effect, it's you against you. The market is going to do what it's going to do. The results are going to be what they're going to be. And it's you against that situation. And that's why I sort of touted, stop looking every day, stop looking every game, stop being so invested in every kick. Because it doesn't actually achieve anything other than beating you up. you know, I talk about penalties. Penalties, missed penalties drive me mad. So it just annoys me. I get myself and I'm like, fuck's sake, how have they missed that again? And one of the guys in the chat room this week, he was sort of missed penalty here, missed penalty here, missed penalty there. And I can feel his pain because it does drive me mad. But it, what is that process actually doing to you when you do it? And the market is there to provide you with an opportunity to make money. How we then operate in that and control ourselves and do it. So it is a matter of process and then the mental approach. The process is, at the start of the season, people keep telling me, I've done all this, I've set that up. Right, so you've set it up and you've set a bank up. Now, anybody who's dealt with me on any basis of talking about banks and things, I have one rule. People will know the word I use. Make it bomb-proof. I am not interested in quick riches. What I'm interested in is being able to stay in the game and ride out the natural variance that will happen across football. And we're, you know, we're in this world now where we want to make excuses for everything. So it's COVID. It's, are there now 2,000 fans going to affect everything? Are there? And I don't agree, to be honest. I genuinely don't agree with some fans having access and other fans not. I don't agree with that. I think it is unfair. I just think for integrity of the league, you've got to have all the same right across the board for it to be able to say this is a fair competition. Others will say, in the grand scheme of things of what we've been through over the last 12 months, fuck the integrity, just let people get out and enjoy the football. And I fully understand that point of view. I fully understand it. I'm not standing here dissenting it, saying it. I'm just saying that there is an angle for me that I think it's very difficult to say we're fully in, you know, the integrity is fully there when one game can have 2,000 home fans in a small ground cheering them on and another game perhaps can't. I'm not comfortable with it, but I fully understand that what we're going through is a much bigger picture that, you know, I'm one who wants to get out and, you know, I've sent a text this morning saying I just want some sort of normality, get in the pub. And, you know, all of a sudden listening to Suggsy talk bollocks in the pub is appealing because in the first 3 months it was a novelty not to have it, but now, you know, I want to see his little round face and listen to the shit he's got to talk. So I get that. But the results are going to be what they're going to be. We don't need to find excuses. If you make yourself bomb-proof to stay in the game, you then get the chance to see, actually, the rides, the variants, this is what happens. And I made a video, which I put on Ultimate, which showed where I got up to 40,000, lost 20,000 of it, and won it all back in a pretty short space of time. You know, I do things in number of bets, but it was over, you know, a couple of hundred bets, lost that, won it all back again. Whereas people would have lost the 20 grand and, oh, the world's falling off. So the first thing is when you set that bank up, it's got to be bomb-proof, you know, and that's what I say. And people talk about, well, what's the worst, you know, it is an unquantifiable thing. What's the worst drawdown? I don't know, 30 points. Okay, so I'll set it at 30. Well, that doesn't mean that's going to be the worst drawdown going forward. I'll almost treble, quadruple that. I like to be in the game. I'm a firm believer in anything can happen. And when you look at football, Leicester winning the league, there's an example. Anything can happen. And I keep saying it on here, there's no entitlement for anybody to win a football match or a team to win. The odds are there. We did expect Liverpool to beat Fulham. I said on the podcast, Liverpool will beat Fulham. They didn't. It happens. Bayern Munich didn't beat Union Berlin. It happens. Tottenham didn't beat Palace. It happens. Southampton are third, fourth in the league. Nobody would have had that in September. They're playing really well, by the way. They deserve their space there. It's not a fluke. They're playing really well, and other teams aren't playing that well. United ain't great. Arsenal have been tragic. City didn't start great. So Southampton are well deserving of their position in the league. The manager's done a fantastic job. So what you've got to be able to do is ride all these things out without trying to blame them and use them every week, or this and sort of agonising over your luck. And the start of that is, so if I've set a 100-point, 200, 300-point bank up, when I've done that, and for some of you guys that I operate for, that's exactly how I've done it. You know, we're talking 300-400-point banks, small stakes, stay in the game, keep going. If I've set that up, but then when I lose 20 points, I say, oh, I've lost 20 points. I've lost 20 points, fucking hell. What do I do now? What do I need? Have I done this all wrong? I need to do something. What's there? And quite often people then give up. You know, I speak to very few gamblers who set a 100-point bank who lose 100 points. very few. What they'll do is lose 50 and then say, I jacked it in, lost 50. So you didn't set a 100-point bank, you set a 50-point bank. That's the absolute facts of it. So if you are going to set a bank, you know, and this is it's a commitment, and again, I talk about things of being scarred and you may have lost, but at some stage, if you want to win at this, you've got to change how you are. You've got to change the way you interact with it. You've got to change your approach to it. You've got to change your perspective to it. You've got to change your mental outlook completely to this and say, that is what I'm going to do. I am committed to it. And that is my bank. And you've got to be prepared to lose that bank. That's the truth of it. You've got to set it up, hopefully that it will never happen. But you've got to set it up with that approach that I've put that money to that side. I'm investing it in that. Just like if I go and buy a house or I put it in the stock market or whatever, I'm investing it in that. And I believe that I have done the due diligence that over time that is going to make me money. But if you put that money to the side in September and say, I'm going to do this, and then after a 15-point drawdown, oh, I know, well, I've obviously done this wrong, and then you stop and chat, you never actually get to find out. The thing that I find so, you never actually get to find out if things work. How often have people been on the sort of, a service gets promoted invariably after they've done well, people join and it drops off, people leave, and then it picks up again? And how often have you seen results go and go, you sort of, again, you blame luck. Oh, how's my luck? I dropped out of that then, and they've had a really good spell. You've got to understand in this game, we cannot win every week, every day there. I'd had a dry run. I had a poor weekend last weekend. I've won it all back this week and more. I've had a really good run. I've got some quite nice numbers now, which I'm happy with. But it's not, it's because I don't look at it every bet every day. I just go through the process of putting them on. I've got the bank and I let that bank take care of itself. You've got to learn, it's a fear. You've got to learn to trade without this fear, this doubt. And again, I come down, if other people are driving that doubt, driving that fear, get away from it, bin it, focus on you. And you've got to try and, as I say, get rid of this fear, because if you are scared, there's just so much that can go wrong, because you're not going to execute the trades as you should or execute your betting as you should, because you're going to always be questioning yourself. You will keep just making the same mistakes time and time again, because it's that fear, it becomes sort of all engulfing, it takes over. So at some stage you've got to, and I know it's difficult, I'm not saying this is easy, but at some stage you've got to try and identify these things and learn. And you can't learn anything if you're scared of everything. You've got to at some stage take a step out and say, this is what I'm going to do. Right, I've got a grand, I'm going to have a 200-point bank, I'm betting £5 units, that is it, and that is my process. And if it drops down to 800 quid, you've still got 800 quid. You haven't lost everything. It's a natural dip in what happens. That 800 quid can just as easily become 1200 quid as the grand could, because you will go on a good run. Without a shadow of a doubt, you will go on a good run. It's not, you know, again, it's that taking it personally. People saying that, I knew that would happen. I knew that would happen. And always happens to me. And that taking it personally. And whilst we talk about penalties, how many penalties do we get that go in our way? You know, I don't talk about that. I say, fucking hell, missed another penalty. And I've got a problem with poor footballers. So that's why I look it down at, you know, when that Brighton player missed that penalty against Liverpool, the Leeds penalty, the first penalty on Friday. I mean, it's just awful. And I sort of look at it, these guys, they don't do anything else. But how, you don't hear me come on and say, oh, penalty. That game was going to be a draw, but I got a penalty in the last minute there. So I can be guilty of it as well. But that's just a little personal thing I've got with penalties. I've just got a real thing about them. But you've got to learn, again, it's that process. Part of your setup at the start is a bank. That should be an absolute key part of your setup is a bank. Once you've set that bank up, then it's a commitment. That's how I see it, that I'm committed. That is in. Now, it's not, there's a 100-point bank, or I'm going to give it 20 points, then I'm off. Because that's not a 100-point bank, it's a 20-point bank. You've got to get that set up. You know, that video I made for Ultimate Members, watch it the other day, of the graph going up and down. you've got to try and understand that these things go up, down, up, down, up, down, and we want an up curve over, as I say, 2, 3, 4, 5 years. That's what I want to see. I don't. This week I've had a good week. Last week I had a bad week. I don't look at it and go, fucking hell, da, da, this, that, and the other. Next week it might be a bet. I don't know when the winners are going to come. If I knew when the winners were going to come, I would only bet the winners and I'd ignore the losers. It's an impossible feat. You can't do it. So you've got to sort of establish your own set of rules is, the key to it, of how you're going to operate. You've got to put the blinkers on. And it is a work, it's a process, it's experience, but you've got to keep going. And you will get people saying, how do you know it's going to continue? How do you know? Because it's maths. It's maths, that's why. It's mathematics. I know that if I'm betting 1.5, 1.6, 1.7, even money outcomes, that not every single one is always going to lose. I know that. I know if I bet Liverpool at 1.3, I'm going to get more winners than I am losers. The question is, can I get enough? And that's all done in how we put things together. But Liverpool aren't going to lose every game at 1.3 or draw every game. So when they do draw one, it's not the end of the world. Think of all the games that you've bet Liverpool that price when they didn't draw, when they won. Over the last 2, 3 years, you'd have had tons of them. So it is getting a bit of perspective onto what you do and trying to understand that whole process, the cycle of what you're trying to go through. And again, it still comes down to, for me, people wanting to know daily, weekly, exactly what's going on. You know, some people just cannot, and I see the chat rooms and that, people cannot escape that. My overriding thing in it is people have got to change. If you don't change yourself and change your approach, I believe that you're probably doomed to failure. That, and I don't mean that lightly. If you can't, and I'm not saying it's easy. I'm not saying it's easy. I'm not saying it's a natural gift. I'm saying you've got to put yourself out of a comfort level. And it's more important to me, for everybody, you know, anybody that's to do with me or listening or FTS or whatever, it's more important to me that you follow the rules and the setup that you did, because that is where you're going to succeed, than if you keep trying to change those rules, change that setup, move it about. The initial setup for anybody starting out for me should be what the phrase I use, bomb proof. Expect the absolute worst, double it, triple it, and then say, right, I've now got enough. It's not about, oh, I want to bet in 50 quids. Work up to that. It's about doing the same thing day in, day out. I am as boring as hell. I get people now. I had one bet on the trading group yesterday. I get people on the Telegram emailing, why don't we have more Telegram trades? Why don't we this, that, and the other? One, it's a time thing. I can only do things time. But the opportunities aren't there. I don't go looking for them. You've got to wait for them to come to you. And I think, oh, that's a good opportunity. I'll go in there. I won't go in there. And you'll make wrong calls. You'll make right calls. But I've got a process to do that. It's not a guess up, oh, I want that one. It's a process that I go through from my list that I create every morning. And then I do that. But I don't create that list going, get up every morning so I'm going to smash it. But I know in reality when I create that list, it's going to have losers on it, because that's the reality of it. That's the fact. Not everything can win. But I know if I keep doing the same thing over a period of time, I come out on top. And that's all it's about. And it's you know, we all know that punting is a get rich quick and look at me and we won 4 bets this week. We know that goes on. It's actually moving past that. What I've always tried to achieve with FTS setup, and I admit I've got it wrong many times, but what I've tried to achieve is to get past that and build process. And part of that process is having a pank. Part of that process is sticking with it and I understand doubt, but not calling into doubt everything. Oh, but this didn't happen last week. This didn't happen last season. Forget seasons. Forget putting things in date time bands. Just put it in bet numbers and continue going. And whatever you see happening now, I can guarantee you, be it winning or losing, I can guarantee you that I could find a period very similar to it going back. I can guarantee you that I will. And people can try and catch me out. I can guarantee you I'll find a period where goals in the Premier League got up to 3.8 for a period and then went back down to 3 or whatever it may be. It happens. It happens. It cycles. It goes. Football is in tendency a very predictable game over a period of time. The period of time you guys want to define as weeks or months, seasons, I just like bet numbers. Just keep it going, keep it going. And then you can, when you get back, get through it, you can look back and go, I did well there. I did that bit there. That's what I've got to do. And then you repeat it. And I said, again, not trying to do too much. People trying to bet every market. If you can't beat one, why would you think you'd beat another? People with, and I do look at it and think, you know, when we launch things like Power Builder, is it too much for the average punter? Or I've got 58 systems. Why? Why? If you couldn't win with two or three, why are you going to suddenly win with 58? Why don't you just build two or three and get into a process of doing it? We're all different. But again, I think people think far too much to the money. But really what I wanted to talk was about the bank size and getting that set up and the commitment to it. That, you know, I know it's hard, but, you know, Somebody I'm sure will email me and do this and go, well, you said stick the bank, I've lost it. And then I'd look at that and say, well, let's see why you lost it. Let's see that set up from start to finish. Let's see every bet you placed. Let's see right through it. And I get people I've not really get anybody who says they've lost a bank, because most people give up long before that stage. But you get people who, when you actually start to analyse the process, oh no, I missed that bet, you know, I was out that day and I didn't do that one. Or I went in that one because my odds limit is 5 and it was 4.8 and I hadn't had a bet, so I thought 4.8, that's okay, it's close enough. You get all these little things, all these little bits. I am amazed at how much people want to change things. I find, you know, I commented about the half-time CSLAs guy talking about that. I've got no problem discussing this, that, and the other, but I am amazed how often somebody says, I could give some of my stuff to people and say, do that, that works. And I could guarantee I would go back in a month's time and they had changed it. If, you know, very difficult to get people to say, do that and just do that and don't do anything else. Do exactly, give them a bit of paper. It's like giving them 5 rules, do that. It's like when you tell kids don't touch something, they have to touch it. I don't know the psychology of what that is, why it's like that, but that is what it is. So again, I feel I'm waffling on, I don't script these. Process for me is everything. That initial setup has got to be right. And I do wonder, you know, when I said like the other gate, 100 points for 9 systems, really. Bomb-proof your bank. Bomb-proof it. And I don't mean bomb-proof it in money. Bomb-proof it in the way I'd rather people were betting in 2 quids and learning a process off a 400-point bank than trying to earn 50 quid off a 50-point bank. And then panicking when they get 10 points behind, because that's all it is. It's just a panic that sets in. Once you start to learn that process, the longer you do the same thing, you start to see these runs and ups and downs. And I get people contacting me. I get winning punters contacting me about stuff like this. Ian, can you have a look at this? This is having one of its worst runs, whatever. Look at it in the context of everything over time. It becomes next to nothing. You look at any financial market, you look at house prices. You know, Cav used to always say to people, Cav who worked with me, great statement. He used to say, do you phone the estate agent up every day? What's my house price today? What's my house price today? What's my house price today? So you might buy a house for 400 grand. 6 months' time, it might be worth 350. Do you sit headbutting the wall going, I'm 50 grand down, I'm 50 grand down? No, because we know that house prices come back. We know that they go up and down and they come back. This for me is exactly the same. I operate it exactly the same. I've got a bank, I stake, that bank will go up and down. But if I keep doing the same thing, I know that out the end I will come there. And somebody will say, well, how do you know? I know because I'm experienced that, I've done it enough, and I think you guys have got the tools to build stuff that will do exactly the same. You use pretty much exactly the same tools as me, but what you've got, haven't got, is the mental approach and the mindset, the stamina, the process to keep yourselves going. So I hope, it's difficult, almost getting to the stage now where you need to have individual conversations with certain people, and this is a sort of broadcast that I decided to do a number of weeks back to try and help people. I do think there's some good bits in what I've said over the last 8-9 weeks of doing these, that perhaps people should go to listen over this couple of weeks we're going to have off over Christmas, perhaps listen to them rather than watching the shit on TV that's going to be on, and make some notes on how things apply to yourself. Perhaps then drop me some emails and things, and I can use that generically going forward. I've got other bits I want to cover after Christmas, but I just think it's that fear, lack of setup, lack of too much focus on what's happening day to day, too much focus on what's happening bet to bet, and just understanding this process is it's all encompassing, and staking and bank setup are a massive, massive part of that, because that's your money, that's what you relate it to. And again, as I said, you know, if you're betting with money that should be used for something else, you know, it's one of the fundamental rules of gambling. Don't bet money you can't afford. Don't bet money that you haven't put aside. I would rather, and I say it to people, you know, people in my meet, Ian, I've got a bank of £500, is ultimate for me. No, it's not. No, go and build your bank doing match betting, whatever it may be. When you've got a couple of grand, come back. Right, now we're going to take a grand of that and we're going to put it over there. It is for that. That is what it's for, and we are prepared for it to go, because we are going to get this process going. I'm confident it won't go, because we're going to set it up. We're going to go, whatever, 300 points at £3 a point. We're going to set it up and we're going to crack on, but we're just going to do the same thing, same thing, same thing. I know people are bored of me. I know that. I know people who trade with me. I don't trade enough for them. I'm bored. Oh, they find it boring. Why isn't he in that game? Thought we'd have a lot more. Why aren't you on? Why aren't we getting bets in Telegram all the time? I know all that. Well, you'll get what I do. It's as simple as that. And I've said it before, I'm a fiddler. And I'm very good at it. I'm very, very good at it. Trust me. There. That's not often I blow my own trumpet about things. I am really good at it. I am superb at fiddling my way around a nice profit. And that's why. Because I do the same thing. I'm boring. I know exactly what I'm looking for. I know the prices I want to enter at. And I know the strike rates are going to give me a period of time. But I do know I can lose 15, 20 bets on the trot. But then when I win, I invariably win more than I lose, and I can win 15, 20 bets on the trot. And that's pretty much exactly how the last 2 weeks have played out for me. Last week, I had the way I bet, which a lot of people know, any game with a first half goal where I'm waiting 20, 25 minutes, goal go in 10 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 minutes. The game that then got to 22 minutes or 25 minutes or whatever it was, stayed 0-0. I had that last week in spades. Kept looking at it, fucking hell, fucking hell, fucking hell. This week, goal 44 minutes, goal 44 minutes, goal 44 minutes, goal 45 minutes. I'm winning 4 or 5 figures. Every one of those that goes in. Every one of them. I've just got to wait and bide my time, because if people tell you that every goal in football is scored in minutes 1 to 20, they're fucking mad. And I'm going to talk a bit about markets after Christmas, because somebody asked me a question about there are more goals in the first half of the first half, etc. Yes, there are, but the markets aren't favourable at that time. And I'm going to talk a bit about that after Christmas, particularly for this guy, one method he was looking at. I like, one of the keys I like the market to be moving in my favour. That's one of the things I do like. I like the market to be moving the way I want it to go. So it's moving with me, as opposed to I'm trying to chase it. But that's another conversation. Right, anyway, just think about it. No matter how bad things are, you could be an Arsenal fan, couldn't you? Just think of them there, a cuddle. Perhaps a few of them will need a cuddle over the next couple of weeks. You know, we've got to look out from. There is the odd good one out there, and we got to be nice to them. Be kind. Remember what I said back in March when that girl off the TV died, or whenever it was, Caroline Flack. We've got to be kind. Don't be nasty. Big game this week. The old Liverpool, I'm not confident, I'm not going to lie, I'm not confident at all. I didn't enjoy that Tottenham performance yesterday. I didn't think they played at all well. But from what I understand, Liverpool didn't, but tough ask to go up there and win. But we're still top of the league, we're in it. Right, start the old Christmas dinner recipes tomorrow. We're going to start with the old potatoes, get the semolina in. If you haven't got semolina on your Christmas shopping list, you are doing it wrong. That's it. And then next week, we'll do some of the old stories there. Please come back and listen, Gooners. The numbers have gone since you left. I want to make this worthwhile and feel that I'm not just talking to myself and the dog, because I could do that without the microphone. Have a lovely Monday. Genuinely love you all. Don't forget Friday night. It is very relaxed. It's just going to be, if there is some trading, I will do some, but it is literally going to be a hangout, few beers, chat. We'll perhaps turn the mic on if people want to tell some other stories, talk just generically, just have a bit of a pleasant evening before we obviously all get down with our families and things next week. But just given the fact that nobody can go anywhere, and there's obviously, I think, some people who feel that more than others, I just thought it would be a nice idea on Friday to all have a few beers and a bit of a chat, and me and Sam can try and entertain you. Right, enjoy your Monday, and I'll be back with you tomorrow.